I'm Laura Lawson, and this is your weekly Wine Crush Minute. If I looked at you and said the word bland, what would you think? I know a good portion of you would say oatmeal. I know some of you would say vanilla. Some of you not from my region of the world would say grits without butter and salt. But what exactly is bland? Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who think that's where we're going with our wine business, that that's what we're drinking, that that's what we're consuming, that American wine is starting to get bland, it's starting to taste just like everything else. Is it truth? Is it fiction? Honestly, I don't think it's truth, but as the more we get into ratings, as the more we look at what's coming out of California and Washington State, there does seem to be a consistency across the board. Now, is it that people are standing out and making things that are outstanding, that really say, wow, I'm going to stop and buy that bottle or have that glass? Or have we all just gotten accustomed to a certain varietal, a certain flavor, and a certain profile that we just keep going back to again and again and again? Is this our mother's chocolate chip cookies? Is this our soul food? Is this what gives us comfort? Or are we just comfortable in not stepping outside the box? I don't know about you, but I have never appreciated being called anything along the terms of bland, and I don't think you should either. Now's going to be a very good time to go out to try something different so that we don't vote ourselves into a situation where the wines are going to taste the same for the next 5 years. I'm Laura Lawson, and this has been your weekly Wine Crush Minute.